Shintes Sif Aleph. Noitil Adam is Benoi Ve'Evin Be'Yodoi. A person is allowed to carry his son, even though the son is holding the stone. The problem here is it's considered that he's also carrying the stone by carrying his son. Ve'Loi Choshim Etatel Evin, V'Ushi Yishlo Gaguim Olov, She'im Lo Yitlenu Yechlo. So we're saying this heter of carrying your son when he has a stone which is muks in his hand is only permitted when the son has a strong need for the father to pick him up, and if he won't pick him up, the son may get sick. So therefore they permitted it. Otherwise, have him shake off the stone, and if you can't do that, then don't pick him up. If there's no special need to pick him up when the child is holding the stone, then it's prohibited. This opinion is very machmir. It says that even if the child very much wants the father to pick him up, but if the child is not holding a stone, which has no value, he's holding some coin, which does have a value, then the father not only is not allowed to pick up the child, but he's not allowed to even hold his hand, because we're concerned that maybe this coin will fall and inadvertently the father will do his natural reaction to pick up the muksa. That is the first opinion. There are other opinions that says that which we prohibit a person to be with his child when the child's holding this coin is only when he's actually picking up the child who's holding the coin. He's just holding the hand of the tinok, even though the tinok is holding this coin. Therefore, we're not concerned according to the second opinion. It was the only problem with holding the child with the coin would be